2023. And I'll tell you, did you ever think that when the banking crisis would start up again, that you'd have to be bailing out the Chinese banks that had millions of dollars over the 250,000 and the, you know, in that bank in California, or that all the other banks are starting to look a little weak, and Credit Suisse with, you know, $789 billion or $1 trillion, they're going bad. Looks like there's discussion or talk or rumor or whatever, even about BOA, about it has some unrealized losses, although I'm not so sure about all of that. Now, meanwhile, as we look at all the things going on, we got train derails out the wazoo again. You got train derails, okay, in Arizona. You got train derail up in Washington State. You got another one, I think, this afternoon or whatever in Kentucky, in Hardin County. Hardin County. I've been there before. And it's just one thing or the other. It's just kind of interesting. But let's also look at the fact that we had the incident with the Russian Sukhoi and our Reaper drone, you know, all of that. But then right after that, we then see the FSB at Rostov-on-Don, okay, blows up and catches fire. That's the old, that's the current name for what used to be the KGB. And a huge explosion over there. Now, it's almost as if there's a hidden hand, and the hidden hand is directing Luciferian special ops, or whoever they're doing it, to hit certain places on multiple sides of the coin, okay? On the Russian side, on the U.S. side, on the Ukrainian side, or whatever side it might be, or the British side, or whatever. But it seems as though that there is AI, or Lucifer, is hell-bent on going to the Gog-Magog war. Maybe it's MI6 doing it. I have no idea. You know, I mean, the old Gog and Magog were giants that were, you know, statues or effigies that used to be there in the city of London at various times, Gog and Magog. But anyway, Ezekiel 38's in the works, okay? I mean, it's just sitting right there. And then I think, though, we've got a real bad problem with sabotage. Clustering is not coincidence. When you see all these things, these so-called coincidences, and they said, oh, well, we had so this many number of derails in the last 10 years. Yeah, there's been a high incident of derails the last 10 years because there's been a lot of sabotage. Russian Spetsnaz, who Obama hired Russian Spetsnaz Special Forces. He hired special forces of the Russian military to come into the United States. They trained in Colorado. Oh, yes, and the old base public relations officer, Lori, whatever it was, I forget her name at the second. She was going to take him to the baseball game. Ha, ha, ha. They trained as snipers and with Ranger snipers. They trained in small units. They trained as actors or saviors of the United States and the Obama administration. When in a drill, the drill, the scenario that was written up in the pages of the drill was that Christian patriot rebel, you know, white supremacist veterans of the United States military had taken over Cheyenne Mountain and were holding it hostage, and they had to send in the Russian Spetsnaz, who just happened to be training nicely over here, okay, to take out those dreaded U.S. military veterans who probably were Christians and probably white supremacists. Even if some of them were black or Hispanic or Asian, they were all white supremacists, you know. This is getting to be like a comic book or a weird comic book. You remember the Superman in the old days? They used to have the comic where they had the square-headed Superman, the bizarre world, where the Earth was not round, but the Earth was square, and all of it was square, and all of it was like crazy, weirdo, bizarro Superman, and this and that and the other. Well, we're there. I'm going to tell you, we are in this world. We're in this crazy world, a strange, crazy world. You all know it. And I'll tell you what, we got B-52 bombers, okay, flying on racetracks, real near the Russian border. Got them flying on racetracks. They've been doing this for a while, but they've now increased their proximity closer to the Russian border out of Lithuania and Estonia and Latvia and that kind of stuff up in there. And they're ready to go downtown with nuclear weapons. I mean, I've been seeing them leave the United States for the last week or 2 weeks. They fly out, some of them go, and they pick up some rehab stuff from Pemex and, Pematech, Pemtex in West Texas, you know, down there. They pick up nuclear weapons. The B-1Bs went west. The B-1B went west. So I'm going to tell you, I don't know where it went to, Guam or China or whatever. Not China, but Taiwan, not Taiwan, but Guam or Japan, you know, wherever it went. And consequently, the stuff is all loaded to the gills and ready to go. So, I mean, we should, I guess, look at Ezekiel 38, 39 and see what's going to happen. You know, I mean, it's like sitting right there, isn't it? Yeah, good old Ezekiel. All right. And I started out with this with Brother Quayle back in June. We started talking about it in June of 2004. And he and I were talking about it back then. He agreed, you know, about part of it that we were talking about. And he said, Huck, you've been emailing me all this stuff. Tell me what you think was going to happen as part of the Gog-Magog War and fulfilling Ezekiel 38, 39. And we've been seeing this for quite a while, all right? And here's what we're seeing, so that we just know again. And it never hurts to go over something again and again in the Bible because you get new meaning. Chapter 38, Ezekiel. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Gog, the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and prophesy against him, and say, Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against thee, O God, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, and I will turn thee back and put hooks into thy jaws, and I will bring thee forth in all thine armor, horses and horsemen, all of them, clothed with all sorts of armor, even a great company with bucklers and shields, all of them brandishing swords or handling swords, okay? Well, those could be the swords, could all be the main gun on the tanks, you know? That's what it could be. Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya with them. Incidentally, all of them with helm, shield and helmet. Now, incidentally, what is it? 2.5 tons of uranium is missing from some storehouse in Libya. Well, you remember when before they killed him, they killed the old sheikh there, you know, the head guy of Libya before the big Libyan war and all that, and where then now it's now still in the civil war. Gaddafi, they had made Gaddafi give up his desire to have a nuclear weapon. You remember that? That's back, 18 years ago, 17 years ago. And Gaddafi gave up the nuclear weapon and kind of went back into the fold of the, quote-unquote, the New World Order. Well, of course, it wasn't long after that. They killed him and took over the business and all the stuff. Well, anyway. But all that uranium that was there, that's gone up missing now. Don't you figure that's probably gone to Iran, you know, pretty quick, like, too sweet, you know what I'm saying, has gone over to Iran so they can enrich it. But anyway, Persia, Ethiopia, and Libya, with Helm, all of them with shield and helmet. Gomer and all his bands, the House of Togarma of the North Quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. You see, Turkey will be eventually, and Gomer, which is part of Germany and France, apparently, will be with the Gog Magog, you see. And I heard Senator Kennedy from Louisiana, who I generally like, say that Germany's got to do more part to finance Ukraine, or it's a bigger deal over there and all that. But at the same time, allegedly, Red China Joe gave the orders to have U.S. Navy SEALs or other special ops to go in and blow the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, which is what Biden said he would do. That was bringing all of the oil, natural gas, and all that stuff into Germany, okay? They need energy, and they have stated to the U.S. government and to, you know, people in the Congress, Senate, that we need energy. That's our focus. They need energy to run the industries, which make them the bigger economy and the biggest economy in Europe. If they can't do that, then they cannot afford to send any troops or any kind of stuff there, or, you know, whatever it might be, or to finance the war. Europe likes the United States to finance the wars and to pay for all of it. They like you to pay for all of it out there. They want you to come over and fight in the war, and I sincerely hope that all of our troops in Poland and that are in Lithuania and Estonia and Latvia, I sincerely hope that they are not going to be involved in the fight. I sincerely hope they are not. But I suspect that they will be, and that many of them may not ever come back because there's no way out of that hole over there. You get it around the Black Sea, and it's, you know, it's not like you can get a ticket to ride out of that area. You know what I'm saying? So here's what we got to do. We got to look and see what's getting ready to happen and watch it as it happens. Gomer and all of his bands, the House of Togarma, the North Quarters, and all his bands, and many people with thee. Be thou prepared, and prepare for thyself, thou and all thy company that are assembled unto thee, and be thou a guard unto them. And after many days thou shalt be visited in the latter years. I think we might be in the latter years, I do. Thou shalt come into the land that is brought back from the sword and is gathered out of many people against the mountains of Israel, which have been always waste, but is brought forth out of the nations, and that they shall dwell safely, all of them. And thou shalt ascend and come like a storm, and thou shalt be like a cloud to cover the land, thou and all thy bands and many people with thee. And then here we got verse 10. Now listen carefully. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass. So all of this is going to come to pass, which I've just read. But in verse 10, he says, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought. And thou shalt say, I will go up unto the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates. That sounds like the United States, for the most part, to take a spoil and to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land, okay? Well, is it any wonder that we're having derails and things like that? Chemical plants are, you know, catching, they're being snooped on. We've had over the years fertilizer plants go, chemical plants, refineries, all kind of stuff. But now we've had in the last few weeks, I told you we had the Russians spying with the drones over the chemical plants and the refineries in Louisiana. And then they got released. And then we had the Red Chinese being ferried by a Chinese woman who didn't have a valid driver's license in Texas, who was taking about four or five guys, high and tight hair and with just khaki pants and tennis shoes and a t-shirt kind of stuff. They were taking them, and they had no paper on them at all. No pocket letter, no paperwork, nothing. Nothing that says who they are, no passports, no ID papers, no driver's license, nothing. But she was taking them to the Hilton Hotel in Houston. Ladies and gentlemen, this thing, we're already in play. We're already at war. All the things going on are at war. The banks, this is being done by the big bankers. The big bankers work for Lucifer. And they've all gotten their money out, or they're going to get bailed out if they were depositors. You know what I mean? You and I, we look at the bank rules and stuff, we say, okay. And believe me, I don't have anywhere near of this, but I know of people that you know, this is the case. $250,000 is the max you're supposed to be to have in a bank, because that's the max that in that one bank, in that account, that the U.S. government will pay if the bank goes bad, that the FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, would bail you out and get your money out of the bank account, up to $250,000. Well, that's going to be a problem if they keep bailing out everybody who's got $500 million or $4 billion or $48 billion or whatever it is. It keeps coming out of all of these banks. You got Freddie Sweeney's now. You got First Republic, Signature. Signature had, they were really smart. They invested all their money in the crypto. Oh, yeah, they're making the big money in the crypto, you know? Until the crypto comes tumbling down, you see, with the old boy down there in the Bahamas, polyamorous boy in the Bahamas, all right? His mommy and daddy are the left-wing professorial attached, California and all that kind of stuff, you know? And I guess old Gavin Newsom got his money was in there in the bank, in that bank, because his wineries all had money in the bank. Well, he's going to get bailed out. Then I guess now the Red Chinese will get bailed out. And now we find out today from Comer in the Congress, you know, he's got to do subcommittee on investigating Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and the Biden family and their corruption, alleged corruption. And we find out he's got all them nailed to rights on all this money going to, like, Hunter and then several other Biden family, you know. And they're calling it sweeteners on a new business adventure, okay? Sweeteners. Millions of dollars. But then he's got to get up to it where he gets all the documents. But we already know that $1.45 billion was given to Hunter by the Chinese bank, right? And they say there's no evidence of Red China Joe being involved in anything. When Hunter and him had commingled bank accounts, and Red China Joe gets at least 10% of every deal, but he probably gets more because he's requiring Hunter to pay all his bills, all right? So it's all allegedly at this point, but I'll tell you what. You probably, as they get closer and closer to nailing Red China Joe and the Red Chinese and the oligarchs from Russia and the oligarchs from the Ukraine and other countries as well, you probably, the closer you get to nailing him, then the more likely are we're going to have the Gog-Magog War or the World War III. And you're already starting to see the sabotage of the overture of the Russian overture. Viktor Suvorov's book, Chapter 15, is the Spetsnaz First World War. That's this war that's going on right now. That's the First World War of the Spetsnaz. They had other special units before that were sort of interesting, that were more ad hoc, but the Spetsnaz, this is their war, all right? And then the GRU has been in the war quite some time. That's the military, Russian military intelligence. And they had to stay behind, like that TV show, The Americans, okay, where they were the travel agents and all that stuff, and they lived in D.C. area, and, you know, or Virginia or Maryland or wherever they lived. And Their next door neighbor, where across the street, neighbor was the FBI agent, and they, you know, all that whole bit. Excellent show. Excellent show. Both he and the wife were agents, and they were incredible. I'd like to be able to find that show, but it's hard to find that show in anything anymore because it told too much of a tale, you see. Told too much of a tale. Now, is Fauci going to create another bioweapon? Is Gates going to be involved, you know? Or did they already do it? Did they already do it? Mikovits, Dr. Mikovits, is a research doctor, the woman who said, I worked right across the street from Fauci, and this pandemic is the third pandemic Fauci's created. Some say allegedly that he might have been involved with AIDS. He was involved with AIDS at the beginning of the whole deal and trying to find a cure and all that for it, supposedly. But did his gain of function research, or was it, my old friend I used to know, I used to go and hear him speak, AIDS, Ebola, emerging viruses, you know, Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Brother Quayle interviewed many times in the past. He said that they basically had there was a bill in Congress that was written, you know, under the law, which financed the creation of some disease that basically became HIV or AIDS, all right? And then SARS-1, which was in Hong Kong and also in Canada, prevalent. That allegedly was created, allegedly created by Fauci, all right? But there are also all kind of stuff regarding that may have seemed to come out of labs in Eastern Europe or in Poland or in different places, Czechoslovakia or Hungary. I don't remember exactly where that one was from. But that was evidence of something of that. And then it's kind of interesting that the Red Chinese bought Mezzo Silver, the highest quality colloidal silver. Mezzo Silver, you go to stevequayle.com, click on the Mezzo Silver banner. Frankie Keyes owns it. And they were ordering pallet loads of the colloidal silver, of the Mezzo Silver, in the five-gallon carboy-sized containers, pallets of it. They brought them in over there and just used that to kill a lot of that virus, all right? The SARS virus, the SARS-1, all right? Now then we got the SARS-CoV-19, bop, 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 remember? The novel SARS virus number 2, or COVID-19 number 2, you know? But now they'll probably do something else. And they're starting to work it all up, and there's articles talking about how the prevalence now, or the proliferation, I should say, of bioweapon 3 plus, like bioweapon 4 labs across the world. Now there's a plethora of them, now there's an abundance of them now, and many of them don't have very good security protocols. Now, the Fed is going to pump $2 trillion into the banking system. You know, regional banks, I'll tell you, it's just like you got to figure out, you got to trust what the Lord Jesus tells you to do with your own money. Because I'll tell you, don't go by what somebody says. You know, listen and take in all the information. And then don't discount it either. But pray to the Lord, take it to the Lord in prayer before you make your decision. I think people will be well blessed if they don't have a year or two or 3.5 years of food, or 30 days or 15 days or, you know, 6 months or 4 months or whatever. You better have food to eat, because if the banking system collapses and or we get an EMP blast from Little Kim, you got to remember Little Kim ain't necessarily going to use an ICBM. He's got the little satellites over the United States, can drop his little pop goes the weasel EMP bombs out of there. power grid in the United States on almost every computer, okay? And yes, you can get things that will help you to protect your own computer, your car, and that kind of stuff, your house. But nobody else is going to have it. You might be the only guy in the block or the only person on the block that's got it, or maybe two or three got it, but everybody else doesn't. So your car works, but you go down the road and all of a sudden you run into a traffic jam because all the cars are sitting along the side of the expressway, or even the two-lane road out of town is clogged up and you can't get around them because all the cars' brain boxes got zapped. All the cell phones, all the computers, the bank computers, all the stuff. And the lights go out because you got no power plant. So you better be thinking about the possibility of a power grid down and how you're going to handle it, what you're going to do with it. You can get the inexpensive solar systems. You go to Harbor Freight, you can buy those things, and you get your little charge controller and the different things, and you can get a hex connector and connect four or five of them up, and then you can get the batteries. And you try to get specialized batteries. You don't have to buy the big expensive ones that are, you know, $500, $600, $700 or whatever. You can get the other batteries. And I'm not talking, you know, the other, like, long RV batteries and marine-type batteries that are deep, you know, deep cycle batteries where you can charge them up and down and have them there for a while. And you have to look up how to do all of that. And yes, I know, but I'm going to tell you, that's going to be the key. The other thing is you can use lamps and lamp oil. Matthew 25, all right? You get your lantern, you get the good lamp oil, all right? And that way you can do it. You can get Petromax lanterns that will run on anything, lamp oil, kerosene, and unleaded gasoline. But they're outdoor lanterns if you're doing that. You run them on lamp oil, you can run them in the house, okay? But you better have some of that, and you better have like 120-hour or 60-hour candles, plus regular candles and candlesticks and votives and all kind of different stuff that you can have light. How many hours of light do you want tonight? Calculate how much fuel is in the lantern. You know, I have some of those big Deets, you know, blue Jupiter lanterns. They're the great big ones, and they would like had a large capacity fill, but you calculate how many hours that gives you, have a safety factor, and then you figure out how many hours a night of light you need, and then how much of the lamp oil you would need to fill those in order to give you the 4 or 5 hours of light a night for a year or 2 years or 3 years. You can be redundant on that. If you do not have a Berkey water filtration system with the black Berkey filters, I suggest you get it. There are other good systems, but the black Berkey filters, if they fit, they will also take out 99.9% of the chemicals, I believe, as well as taking out the viruses, the bacteria, and the parasites. Some beings will take out the viruses, the bacteria, but they don't take the parasites out. So you got to watch that. You can always boil water, but sometimes the fire is the hard thing to do when you don't want to be seen with the fire. Oh, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, this is time to prepare. It's Matthew 25. It's what Jesus told you to do. The parable of the wise and the foolish virgins, you see. Oh, here's I was looking over here. Here's the good headline right here. Good headline right there. Let's see. well, I guess that's not coming up. It's Air 404 now. Airport. So basically, what if you woke up and tomorrow and you wake up, the banking crisis shuts down all banks, ATMs, credit cards, debit cards, all shut off. And so there you go. And where are you going to get something to eat? All of that. It was on Hal Turner's, and Brother Steve Quayle had it on here on his site tonight. But it's apparently getting there. I don't know. Maybe my computer's off, but I had computer trouble trying to get on with Skype because it wouldn't come up for me at all. But that's typical of the story now. Because I'll tell you something, there's power in the blood of Jesus. And they do not want you to know that. They do not want you that if you repent of your sins, ask Jesus to come in your heart to be your Savior, that he'll start to wash you clean and that he will do that. And if you know that you're with him and he knows you're with him and you know that he's with you, then you're going to have everlasting life with him in heaven. If you're going to lose your life here, you're going to be have the best deal in town. You're going to be in the going to heaven. Now, somebody had seen the B-52, and they saw it start to go down from its racetrack. And then, by golly, it went down and landed in Lithuania, all right? When I was a kid, I used to have a babysitter who was Lithuanian, and she was got out of the last car out of Lithuania. And somebody says the show is on and off, going on and off. I don't know. Can you hear me? Is it something? Can you hear me now? I guess let me know if you can hear me. That was Lady J said that. CMS Super Galaxy, lots of chapters over Massachusetts right now. That is something that's been sent, news. well, it's just crazy. Just crazy. And then the Russians are trying to get the MQ-9 Reaper drone in the Black Sea and all of that. Well, it's real deep, but I'll tell you what, there ain't much to know about that they don't know, other than that they've got some pictures to be able to take. When you're in air. But ladies and gentlemen, there's somebody in this world, I think it's Lucifer himself, who decides that he wants to start World War III or Gog Magog War. What is that the Lucifer's want to do? They want to destroy in a blood sacrifice the population of planet Earth to give more power to the devil, to Lucifer himself, so that he can mimic or do a false creation of, you know, the return of Jesus, okay, of the Messiah. Thank you, Brother Ron. I guess I am being heard, okay. Okay, so different people tell me it was on and went quiet for very briefly. Okay, thank you very much for reporting that. Anymore, it's just getting hard to be on the air, and it's not, you got some people who just come in and they have no trouble. Brother Quayle's always had trouble trying to stay on the air and on the Skype and all the different things over the air. They knocked the whole T, one of those big transmission lines out. And I remember he was, when he lived in the mountains, had the big house up there near the mountains, that he had a real nice board room there, you know, where he had this radio board and everything. He could look out into the big windows of the mountains, and he had the big, what do they call them, T1 lines or T10, T1 lines or whatever, that were the big power lines coming in, so he'd have all kind of internet and telephone power, you know. He was on there. I remember he was doing a show. I don't know if it was Art Bell or if it was his nightly show back then on Q Files, but I believe it was early Q Files and not Blueprint for Survival, but early Q Files. And all of a sudden, they zapped through that power line, blew out the entire power line from 20 miles away or 10 miles away. Zapped that entire power line and blew out his board, which exploded right into Steve's face and almost got him. I've been doing this stuff now for almost going to be 19 years in June. It's amazing. The Lord Jesus will take care of you, let me tell you. The Lord Jesus will keep you, and he'll protect you against all evil if you will let him do it. And I'm going to tell you what, there's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, boy, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let me tell you what. If you'd like to assist in Indochina, the Indochina Bibles Project, if you will send that, and that's the Nunemakers, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, the Nunemaker Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, Pennsylvania, 17067. The Nunemaker Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And I will tell you what, they're still getting by hook or crook, and praying that they continue to do so. And they have good people working with them, although it's tough because in those areas, a total tyrannical government's still there, trying to block the spread of the Lord's word, all right? But to the mountain yards, man, the people all throughout Indochina, and Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, the Shan states, and Myanmar. All those little villages are on fire for the Lord Jesus, and they're getting Bibles and songbooks in their own particular dialects, and a lot of them are coming through you to people like you who are sending that a little bit, whatever you can. It doesn't make any difference. You got $2, $5, $10, $1,000. Send it if you want. And I just gave you the address and the whole nine yards, so let me give it to you one more time because it's important. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton Boulevard, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. That's the address. Address it to Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, Indochina Bible Project. And that will get to them, and they will continue to put Bibles into the hands that are loving the Lord Jesus on fire for his word. All right? So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. There's things I can tell you that you can always do. You can pray to the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. All right? You can give specific prayers. It could be a specific prayer or a general prayer or an imprecatory prayer. You know, I mean, you do not have to assist the enemy to cut your head off, you know? You don't have to do that, all right? Or it comes to kill your family. You do not have to do that. Thou shalt not murder, okay? And yes, turn the other cheek, but I'm going to tell you, when the war is on, and the war is on, the time of the season, you can check the season, and you're starting to see it pretty good. There's a couple of things you can do. You can do the prayers, and that is highly important. And the very best prep is to get right with the Lord Jesus, repent of your sins, and ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And he'll start to wash you clean.
Best deal in town. I don't care if you got 1,000 faces, 1,000 faces. I don't care. If you're with Jesus, he's with you, and you've repented, then he'll start to wash you clean even, and that's the best deal in town. How can you afford not to take it? But you can also go to the grocery store. You can also get you a Berkey filtration system. There are other good ones, but I would like, I've got a KD9 Combi portable filter. It's got the silver, takes out viruses, bacteria, and parasites, but it also has a combination of a carbon filter that take out chemicals and foul taste and stuff, too. So I do like that one, but I also would tell you you could get that Berkey water filtration system if you got a big family or if you got a neighborhood group or something like that. They get several of them or get some of the big Imperial-sized ones and put the black Berkey filters in them. Now, people say, well, I got those things, you know, I use a Brita, and they don't last for it. No, this is not like that. These filters, you can clean them a little bit, and they will last you up to, oh, generally, I think they say 8,000 or 10,000 gallons for each one or something like that. So said he gets several sets of them, which I would recommend you do. Because you don't know how long the Great Tribulation is going to be, about 3.5 years. That's when it really comes to cases, okay? I think you're going to find out it comes to cases 3.5 years. For the Great Tribulation. But it doesn't make any difference, because I'll tell you, Jesus says, Matthew 24, that if the time were not short by the elect, no flesh be saved. Nobody be alive. The other thing you can get is you can pretend like, yes, it's going to get hot, but on the other hand, I think we're going to see probably... in a lot of places, we're seeing it certainly in California and places you normally would not see it, okay? You're seeing 3, 4, 5, 6 feet of snow. What if it never quit snowing? What if they just kept pumping that river on through, and they kept bringing down the cold air with the jet stream that used, doesn't exist, because but they just bring in down the cold Canadian or the cold Arctic Circle air. And that goes into an ice age. Well, I'm going to tell you what, I want to make sure that I want to make sure I got a lot of wool socks, you know, good old merino wool socks, all right? And that I've got some nice layered clothing. So you can't go wrong with that. I'll tell you, if you've got all your preps done, if you've got, you know, several years of food, and you got your water purification, you got a rifle, and you got ammunition, and you got a pistol and ammunition, you got a shotgun and ammunition, you got a few, swords or K-bar knives or Gerber knives, or you got... good old machetes or whatever you got, or battle axes. You got all that stuff done, then you might want to get you some ounces of silver or 90% U.S. silver coins, pre-64 and pre-there, you know? Or you got dimes, quarters, halves, dollars, the whole bit, and then those are 90%. Or then get you a little gold, you see what I'm saying? Brother Steve Quayle can handle that. He called him at 406-586-4840. You tell him Old Hawk sent you, if you get Daryl or if you get Steve's son or you get Steve himself, all right, be sure and tell him Old Hawk sent you and have him get it to you quick. But if you don't have your basic preps done, then continue to do them. I suggest that you might need nuclear, biological, and chemical gear, NBC gear. A good military-grade, brand-new military-grade gas mask with a military-grade filter that filters out nuclear, biological, and chemical stuff, tear gas, all the different items, okay? You might need a Tyvek F suit or better quality. There are better quality suits that will protect better even than the Tyvek F, but the Tyvek F is a good thing, and they're not that expensive. And then you need the booties and the hoodie, and you need then, if you can get chemical boots, they're big rubber chemical boots, and the rubber chemical gloves, then you're going to be better off. That stuff is expensive now. When I first started talking to you about it, you could get it fairly inexpensively. But do whatever you can. So if you got your money in the bank, but you don't have any food, and if the money in the bank crashes and you can't get it, or if they say, there's a bank holiday, you can only take out, remember I read it to you the other night, maybe I'll read that again tomorrow night, the Hawk Talon that I wrote in 2009 or whatever, where Brother Quayle had the information from a high-level person in a Midwestern banking, one of the largest banks in the Midwest, said, hey, I had to write this letter in response to what they wanted to be included by the Federal Reserve, the Comptroller of the Currency, and the IRS, all that. And the first thing was that no matter how many accounts or how much you had in them, the only thing you'd be able to get out. Oh, now if you're a rich Chinese or you're a big, Democratic supporter out of the Silicon Valley or, you know, something like that, you can get all your money out. But the regular person is only going to get out about $500 a week. I don't care if your mortgage is, $10,000 a month. You can still only get $500 a week out. So I guess then your mortgage goes bad, and so then you'll have to have them camp out on you. And you have to have them talk to your banker. Have send their hitman to go see your bank so you can get your money out. But that's what it was said in the letter, the sample letter, and I read it to you the other night. I'll read it again tomorrow night. If you didn't hear it, I'll read it so that you know that it'll be there. And the California, I just got this from Epoch Times. California Bay Area is starting to ban gas furnaces. Oh, yes. Not just gas stoves, gas furnaces. So I think you need to go back to, but then you can't go back to wood because that'll pollute too much. So I think you ought to just shiver in the darkness. Shiver in the darkness unless you're Gavin Newsom, you know, and then it's okay. You can do whatever you want because you're a commissar Newsom, you see. It's just getting to be crazy. But I'll tell you what, the preparation of Lord Jesus and getting Lord Jesus to come into your heart, to be your Savior. And then you read John 14, and he tells you, if you want him to manifest himself to you, you want to see him, go look at John 14 and read it and read down what he says that he will manifest himself to you. You also know that Lord Jesus gave you the power to, you know, tread on the serpent and scorpions and power against the evil one, you see. But you got to claim it. You got to be able to stand out and go out and live it, you know. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen. You want to keep
back on the air? I hope you do.
Be most welcome and most needed. Anything, Federal Reserve notes, silver dimes, silver quarter, silver half dollar, ounce of silver, whatever it might be. Bit of gold, bit of platinum, or a check. Send it to Hawk, HAWK, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. Believing me, it can be utilized and keep me in the game and keep me hitting old Lucy on the head with the ball bat. You know what I mean? So, ladies and gentlemen, you can also reach me at RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. RadioHawk777@Hotmail.com. That's the email address. I always like it if you drop a card or a note, you can send me a little letter or note or something at the mail address as well. And I get some good ones sometimes that are just really nice, just wonderful. You know, it's just incredible. You know, you get stuff out of Dunlap, Iowa, and Hampton, Iowa, and out of Bellevue, Washington, and all kind of good places, all kind of cards, out of Michigan, out of Ohio. You get the beekeepers, different people out of South Carolina. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, well, I just dropped my cord to my little bone here, but I guess that's kind of interesting in and of itself. Here we go. I'm going to plug it back in. Trying to get it in. Here we go. There we go. I'm sorry. Dropped the cord out of the phone. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, anything's most needed and welcome. And you've kept me in the game for going on 19 years now, courtesy of the Lord Jesus. And that is the key. There's power in the blood of Jesus. And he sustained many of you. If you're out there, and I know of several people right now, I know several people that you've got, you know, different things, cancer or different stuff like that. Let me tell you something. Lord Jesus, you know those out here in the listening audience that have the need. Lord, if you will go to them right now, if you will touch them, Lord, touch them so that they know it's you. Touch them so that they know it's you, Lord Jesus. And restore them back to health. Remove the cancers. Remove any impediments of circulation or of a stroke or of any kind of a condition and restore them back to more perfect health, Lord Jesus. In your name I pray. And all of those who are getting the flooding and in the snowfall in the California and all of the different places and all of the different crazy stuff in the Nor'easter and all of the things in the South and all that's going on, the hail damage, the storms, everything. The weather war is being perpetrated against you. Electromagnetic warfare. You can go to MIMIC, Mimic. You can't believe the power and the amount of energy that they've been broadcasting out with that stuff over the last few days. You go to Mimic and take a look at it. MIMIC, University of Wisconsin. All right? And I tell you, it's just boggle your mind, all right? Boggle your mind. And the stuff that is so powerful, and you can see it on the map. And if you look at the fine print on Mimic, it says, well, they measure tropical depression. Yeah, I won't think I'd do that. They also measure electromagnetic stuff. And they try to cover that up when I've brought it out so long and going for a number of years and brought it all out and told people to watch this and that and the other and told how it shows how stuff, but big signals are coming out of Antarctica, all right, and different places like that. And they try to cover it up sometimes, but they can't because that's used those that are in the know. The cognoscente, the Illuminati are watching through there. All right. It's just getting really crazy, ladies and gentlemen. And therefore, Sergeant Major Plumlee had a line right out of We Are Soldiers, okay? We Were Soldiers. With Mel Gibson and a lot of good people. And then Sergeant Major Plumlee has a line. He says, gentlemen, prepare to defend yourselves, all right? That goes for the ladies out there, too. Because many people in many homes that are the preppers are the women. Some of the best shots. Greg Evenson said his wife, Liz, was a better shot than he was, all right? Hi, Liz, to you out there. God bless you. Anybody knows Liz, send her a line, drop her a line, give her an email. She's still a youper, and God bless her. May the Lord protect her against all evil. I don't know what's going to go down or what's going to happen, but it's getting really crazy. And I'm going to tell you, the black legions of Lucifer are out. All of the demonic stuff, all the crazy stuff, the wild weasel is running. All right? All running like crazy. All right? And instead of dealing with your brackets, you go to the grocery store and get you some more food. You know, if you look at your rations, and if you had one can of chunky soup, big old can of chunky soup or Progresso soup, like I love Progresso, I love chunky sirloin burger, and I love Progresso, beef barley and some other things. the counters, all the different stuff are excellent. But that, one of those cans is a ration for one person for a day. If you were to put that, you had some bread that you could make, you know, or you had some dandelion greens or, you know, poke salad, or you had some lettuce you grew in the window box, or, you know, whatever it might be, or the cold frame. You put that together and you've got something. If you add in, just a tip, look up online, dwarf fruit trees. Go ahead and get you some and plant them, all right? If you're going to go to a place where you bug out, plant them there. Plant them at your own home, too. They'll get to be about 4 to 5 feet. That'll be the top of their height. You won't get fruit like from apples and stuff the first year, but you can get stuff in the second year. But you can also get Meyer lemon tree, all right? The Meyer lemon tree, you can get it to where you keep it to about 4 or 5 feet in a big pot or a planter. You can have it outside in the summertime, and then you can add a little bit of fertilizer to it now and then, you know. Have it in good soil, but you bring it in the winter. And I've known people who've had those for years. They had the Meyer lemon. They also had the dwarf orange tree. They had them, and they had citrus fruit. Now, why is that important? Because it keeps you from getting scurvy. It keeps you from getting scurvy. It keeps you from getting scurvy. You have lemons, and you have oranges. You can also get a dwarf fig tree and different things. And you can also plant, find out, look them up, look up edible flowers, and find out what they are. And then you can plant those in your garden. And then you have something extra else to eat, all right? So that right there is something for you to take a look at. You cannot go wrong by preparing. I mean, worst comes to shove, you had ended up with 3.5 years of food. You could just start eating a can every now and then, or you could donate it. If everything goes hunky-dory and the world goes woo, 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 and all of a sudden you're a multimillionaire and everybody is, and boy, we're going into space and la, 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 la. No more war, no more this, that, and the other, you know? Which does not seem to be the way we're going. But if you have all of that, you see, then you could always donate it for a tax deduction, couldn't you? Or just give it away to the Salvation Army or somebody like that, Goodwill or whatever. To feed somebody, all right? But at the time being right now, the trick is to make sure that you and your family and maybe your neighbor or your friend or something that you've got at work will do it. So don't go into their loose period of time. Got to fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus and your family and your Bill of Rights and your home and your business. Mighty men and women of the Valor, use your high technology to strike blows tonight against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Strike blows with those TR-3s and TR-4s and the Solar Warden's craft, where you